Scene 10, Dick Barton's HQ.
Oh my god, what are we going to do? What do you mean? You've lost two of them.
Well, Stoyer was disguised as Mr. Barton to cover up for the guff when he was away, but he got kidnapped at Lady Lexington's tea party. Meanwhile, there's been no news of the real Dick Barton.
This is terrible! If we don't find Barton soon, there'll be an evil flag hanging from every British lamppost before Christmas. Well, desperate times call for desperate measures. I place an advertisement in the Times offering £1,000 reward for Barton's safe return.
Do you think that'll do the trick?
Well, it has to. The man's a national treasure. Without his tea time radio show, morale slumped to an all-time low. Getting him back is the sort of thing that could give the nation hope again. Never underestimate the power of British pluck.
And a cash reward.
Quite so. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realise you had company.
Daphne's staying here for a few days, Colonel. I had reason to believe that she was in grave danger. Daphne Fritters, this is Colonel Gardner.
We've met. I have already asked the Colonel's help in tracking down my father. Is there any news?
Good heavens, woman, I'm sure your father's perfectly safe. He left you a note, didn't he? I haven't got time to waste on such things. One of our national treasures is missing. Good day to you both.
Good day, sir.
That rude man. I shall have words with Papa about him. What did he mean about one of our national treasures?
He means Mr. Barton.
Mr. Barton was kidnapped during the burglary at Lady Lexington's.
That wasn't Mr. Barton. The real Dick Barton would never have let you down. That was his colourful working-class cockney sidekick, Snowy White, disguised as our boss. We got the idea of having him stand in after you mistook him for the governor on your first visit.
Then Mr. Barton is still in bed?
Oh, I'm afraid that's another deception. You see, he was never confined to the bedroom. We had to tell everyone that because he was away on a secret mission. Now with the master and Snowy gone, nothing stands between us and the forces of evil.
How can you say that when the free world has a guardian of such nobility, strength and down-to-earth homespun intelligence?
And who might that be, lassie?
Why, you, Jock.
Oh, I'm not the dashing hero type.
You've been my hero from that very first night.
What night?
Don't tell me you didn't feel the enchantment too.
I feel a song coming on. Ring, 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 ring.
Perhaps that's Mr. Barton now.
It's for you.
Daphne Fritters. I see. Thank you, Charlton. That was our butler. He told me that Father has sent a message urging me to send a trusty friend with money and supplies to his hiding place in the darkest East End.
Fear not, Daphne. I shall be that trusty friend.
Or would you, Jock? I'd go myself, but you hear such stories of the East End. Strong drink, loose morals and jelly deals. Besides, I'm a girl.
Just leave everything to me. How do I look?
My hero, every inch Dick Barton.
No, no, lassie. From now on, it's Rick Tartan.
I'm the luckiest gal in the British Empire.
Cakes on hand.
Meanwhile, at the Viper's Nest, Snowy has fallen under the influence of a strong drink.